stand as we sing hymn number 29. Thank you. You may be seated unless you celebrate our birthday and anniversary this past week. It's good to be in the Lord's house today and to have each one of you with us. A few things from the bulletin. First of all, I want to thank all those that came out for work day. We had quite a day and accomplished a lot of items. We do appreciate you coming and being a part and helping with all the things that we're able to be taken care of. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Today is brown bag, so we'll have regular morning service, and then we'll meet back for afternoon service at 1:30. We have outreach coming on July the 2nd. It'll start at 9 o'clock. You want to get that marked down on your calendars and be with us. We're going to have a special guest on July the 3rd. We're going to have the Reaps with us. Brother and Sister Reap are from the Philippines. And it was Brother Reap who preached Brother John Quinlan's homegoing service. And we were actually introduced to them the last time that we were in the Philippines, grown to love and appreciate their ministry. And so we wanted to bring them in and let you meet them. YouthCon registration, $25. It's due on July the 6th. The remaining $110 will be due the end of that month, July 31st. Have any questions, see Brother Chuck. And then we have VBS coming. VBS will be the 17th through the 20th. We start on Sunday night at 6 o'clock, and it'll be 6 o'clock Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, and looking forward to VBS, and you can plan that way. Also, there'll be a short meeting following the afternoon service today about VBS. Brother Charles will meet with those right over here. If you can help in any way, he's already reached out to some, but if you can help, he'll be able to take those names down and then be able to assign you to a place where you can be used. It's good to be in the Lord's house today. I ask that you would pray for all these in the prayer area. Continue to lift them up before the Lord and ask God to work in their lives. Also want to mention the vote of August 2nd. Vote yes. This is a matter of abortions here in Kansas. Right now we have taxpayer-funded late-term abortions, and it's 100% allowed in Kansas. The vote would be to stop the late-term abortion. And so vote yes. Go out August 2nd. Vote yes. And I'd encourage you to go out and vote August 2nd. How would you vote? No. You vote your conscience, but I'm telling you, if your conscience is to kill babies, that's kind of sad. So encourage you to go out and vote about that. I have an announcement from our deacons trustees. We had a meeting Wednesday night, and we've been considering what to do with all the rising gas prices. We have six or seven families drive over 100 miles on a Sunday to be in church by the time they do Sunday morning, Sunday night, and all that. After meeting with them, we've decided that we're going to effective immediately begin to have Sunday afternoon services early. And so we'll begin at 1 o'clock. And so today we'll start at 1:30. But next Sunday we'll kind of do the brown bag thing back at church at 1 o'clock. And we'll do that into September, at which time we'll come back and we'll evaluate how well it's been received and so forth. I was on Facebook last night reading a friend of mine commented that he's on a fixed income, and he figures that a month will cost him $500 to go to church. So we're trying to help offset that. We'll still have Wednesday night church like we normally do. We'll have choir immediately following the afternoon service. We will more than likely have 1 week of the month will be a potluck where we just, you know, can put everything together. And so VBS, we will have the evening services scheduled. So that week we'll have evening church and then church Monday night, Tuesday night, and Wednesday night. But this is hopefully a help financially. I know it will be to at least six or seven families that have to travel a lot. And it will be a big help to those on fixed incomes. I mean, I don't think it's going to stop. We're going to see the price continue to go up. So we just, you know, want to have as many people have the opportunity to be in church as they can. So that's the reason. I do appreciate the leadership of our deacons and trustees and their help in this issue. And I think that in the long run, it'll be quite beneficial. Very thankful for it. If you have any questions, please feel free to talk to me. I'm here all day. I'd rather you talk to me than Facebook or your neighbor or like that. All right? All right. I'm going to have Brother Foster come back, lead us in another song, and I'm going to introduce some great people that we have with us today.
Join me in singing hymn number 66 at Calvary.
Thank you.
Well, it's our honor to have the Redeemed Trio with us. These young ladies are out of Heartland. They're representing the school. There's from places all around America. They'll tell you all about that. But it's an honor to have them. So, ladies, why don't you come sing?
I've chosen not to fret about this ever-changing world and its ways. But I put my attention on that heavenly intervention that brought me out of darkness into light. It's not mind over matter. It's more than worthless chatter. It's all about the blood of Jesus Christ. I still have a Bible, my guide to survival, that's brought me to this place. I still believe the Christian old-time convictions are the answer for this world today. Old saints are still praying, old sinners who are straying are receiving God's saving grace. Yes, the old rugged cross is still saving the lost. Thank God some things never change. God's word is still moving across the nation and proving that He is still the same today. There's not a different approach. It remains as He wrote, and it can't be explained away. They say my convictions and religious addictions must all be rearranged, but I've been on my knees and God reassures me that some things never change. I still have a Bible, my guide to survival, that brought me to this place. I still believe the Christian old-time convictions are the answer for this world today. Old saints are still praying, old sinners who are straying are receiving God's saving grace. Yes, the old rugged cross is still saving the lost. Thank God some things never change. Old saints are still praying, old sinners who are straying are receiving God's saving grace. Yes, the old rugged cross is still saving the lost. Thank God some things never change. Yes, the old rugged cross is still saving the lost. Saving the lost. Thank God some things never change.
Well, hello, we are the Redeemed Trio from Heartland Baptist Bible College in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. And traveling with us as our sponsors for the summer are the Patterson family. And Brother and Mrs. Patterson teach several classes at Heartland, and then Mrs. Patterson also works in the library. On the piano, we have Tara Toops. She is a third-year missions major from Wayland, Missouri. And my name is Serena Stukenborg. I'm a third-year church musician major from Manchester, Tennessee.
Good morning. My name is Bailey Casper. I'm a fourth-year music education major from Tyler, Texas.
Hello, my name is Melanie Trimble. I am a third-year church ministries major from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma.
All things work together on my way to make me more like Jesus every day. Though trials come and go, keep molding me, I know, and with a calm assurance I can say, God's way is the best way, though I cannot understand what lies ahead. I know He's best way. It's the only way for me. All things work together, yes, it's true. Regardless of the trials you're going through, in times of doubt and fear, my Lord is still so near. Have faith in Him, His perfect will He'll do. God's way is the best way, though I cannot understand.
Asked to give a testimony, and last night I was really struggling to figure out what I was going to talk about today, but I really feel like the Lord wants me to talk about my background and my journey leading up to this point in my life. So I grew up on the mission field of the Philippines ever since I was 7 months. We got there, and I lived there till I was 20 years old, and my parents were really good about plugging us into the ministry, and so ever since I was a little girl, I was always at the church. I practically lived at the church, and I was just involved in all the ministries there. And then about 3 years ago, we moved back to the States just because of unexpected circumstances, and so now we live here. We're stateside. And I really struggled because when we got back, I just was working a job full-time, and I knew that that wasn't what the Lord wanted for me. I wasn't in the Lord's will. And so I was just really struggling about it, and so I talked to my older brother, who lived in Oklahoma City. I lived in Kansas for a little bit, for 6 months I was working there. And then I talked to my older brother, because he was still graduating from Heartland at that point. And so he was telling me, like, Mel, you don't have to know the Lord's, like, the whole big picture right now. You just need to follow, like, the little steps. And he explained it to me in the way that the Lord's will is kind of like a flashlight. You can only see right in front of you. You can't see, like, the down the road. And so he said, you need to just pray and ask the Lord what He wants you to do, and then just follow that. So I prayed about it, and he encouraged me to, like, consider Heartland. He said it would be a good environment to be in, just, you know, going to classes and being trained in ministries, and then, you know, just figuring out what the Lord's will is there. So I did that, and I went for 2 years, secretary is what I took. And so ever since I've been at Heartland, I don't know what the big picture is yet. I don't know what I'm doing after graduation, but I have just been following the Lord in the little steps that He's shown me. And so I just want to encourage you, and especially the young people here, you don't have to know the big picture, but all you have to do is just follow those little steps that the Lord shows you. So thank you.
Every time I'm blessed to see a flower spring up from a seed that's been planted in the earth at early spring. Every time I'm blessed to see the sunrise of another morning and hear
scenes. When I consider how God carved the mountains out with His own hands and painted them with colors of the wood, nature in and of itself seems to share a message that reminds me that the God I serve is good. I'm reminded God is good, even though I fail to thank Him like I should. I'm reminded that He cares when He hears and answers prayers and makes a way for me, just like He said He would. Even when He sends the rain and my heart is good. Every time I'm blessed to feel the warm embrace of those I love and hear them tell me that they love me, my heart is thrilled. Yet I'm reminded of a greater love extended from my God above, when He sent His Son to die on Calvary's hill. The precious blood that Jesus shed that day had the power to wash my sins away. Jesus did what no mortal man could. By laying down His sinless life, He became the supreme sacrifice. And that assures me that my God is good. I'm reminded God is good, even though I fail to thank Him like I should. I'm reminded that He cares when He hears and answers prayers and makes a way for me, just like He said He would. Even when He sends the rain and my heart is filled with pain, He will work in all things for my good. No matter if I'm basking in the sunlight on the mountain or walking through the valley, God is good. No matter if I'm basking in
when she met Him on the road. She had gone to see the tomb where Jesus lay. But when she heard the stranger speak, "Mary, I'm the one you seek," she ran to the disciple, and through her tears they heard her say,
"When He spoke to me,
living only for myself, but that only led to pain and misery.
better way. So I knelt down at his feet and felt his mercy cover me. When he spoke to me, I knew it was the Savior. When he spoke to me, he called me by my name. The stone that filled my heart with fear fell silently away. For when Jesus spoke, I knew I'd never be the same.
To give a testimony, and my name is Serena again, and I'd like to talk about how God's really worked through my life going to Heartland. I just finished my sophomore year, so I have been there for 2 years, but I grew up in church. I got saved when I was 4, so I've been in church my whole life, and I got, you know, immediately involved in basically the music ministry in my church, and I've been singing and playing piano since I was probably 5 or 6, so that was just what I did, you know. I was kind of forced into it first, and then I grew to love it and enjoy it. And when I, you know, decided to go to Heartland, I knew that's where God wanted me, and my expectations for Heartland were I'm going to get there, I'm going to get plugged into, you know, music, I'll be, you know, singing in chapel, maybe singing in the choir, and that's what I'm going to do, and it's going to be great. And I really went there for a music degree, and my mindset was kind of, I'm just going to go for music classes. I know all the Bible stories. I've been in Sunday school my whole life. I want the music degree. But once I got there, my first semester of freshman year, I had one music class, and the rest were Bible classes. And I was like, what is this? Like, I want, you know, music theory right now. But God really knew what I needed, and it was the Bible classes. And I learned so much that first year, just more about God, more about Jesus. I took Gospels my second semester, and it really brought Jesus to life to me. And he, you know, became an actual person and not just God, you know, up there. And he, you know, it just brought the Bible to life, and I learned so much. And I'm so thankful for those Bible classes, and really just changed my expectations, and they were completely different from what I was expecting. And also the ministries in Southwest, I wasn't singing on Sunday morning. They didn't let me do that. So I was in junior church, and I was working with little kids, and that was new for me. And, it, you know, if you know me, I'm not super great around kids. So I had to rely on God to help me get through, not get through, but to minister to these children. And I grew to love it. And this wasn't supposed to be that funny, but sorry. It was just great, and I'm so thankful for that first year. And then sophomore year, I tried to build on that and try new things and not just be singing somewhere, but here I am singing. So anyways, if you're thinking about Bible college, I would so encourage it just for a year at least. And go in maybe with no expectations, and you'll have a great time, and God will teach you what you didn't think you needed, and I'm sure he'll work through your life, and I just encourage you to keep your expectations, just leave it up to the Lord. So, thank you.
You've done all you can do, it's just not enough. Gone, your strength is tried, you're struggling with fear. You really need a miracle, and nothing less will do. God's still working.
got the news today no one wants to hear. Your faith is tried, your strength is gone, you're struggling with fear. You really need a miracle, and nothing less will do. God's still working miracles, and He'll work one for you. He is there in the midst of your confusion. He is there. He sees your tears and hears your faintest prayer. When you feel you've been forsaken and life just isn't fair, don't be alarmed. Rest in His arms. The great I Am is there. He is there in the midst of your confusion. He is there. He sees your tears and hears your faintest prayer. When you feel you've been forsaken and life just isn't fair, don't be alarmed. Rest in His arms. The great I Am is there. Don't be alarmed. Rest in His arms. The great I Am is there. He is
messages of song. Thank the Lord for that. I love that song that He is there. You know that has a greater application depending on what's going on in your life. Times in your life you relate to it more. than at other times. And I don't know who might be struggling with something even this morning, or maybe you've just come through something, or even the phrase in there where the doctors have given you the information or the knowledge that you were hoping would not come. We need the Lord to depend upon, not so that we can just hop along or mope along or make it through, but truly God can do a miracle. He can do a miracle in changing our situation, or He can do a miracle in us as we go through that situation, as we are carried through it. And I hope that I hope you have taken opportunity to draw as close as you can to the Lord. It's needed. These young ladies that were up here, as was mentioned in their testimonies, some of them, they came for different reasons to Bible college. Some came with other expectations than what the Lord knew that they needed. And thank the Lord that they listened and gave attention to what God wanted to do in their life and continues to want to do in their life. I like people using their talents and their abilities for the Lord. Thank the Lord for that. Thank the Lord for young people that are willing to do that. Now, God did not bless me with a singing voice. I love to sing. I enjoy singing. And they allow me to do that every time we have congregational songs. And I can engage in that part, but they don't hand me a mic and keep that far from me. But if you have musical ability, if you have ability of communication, if you have ability of maybe helping to cause people to laugh even. Some people are better at that than others. And then let God use those abilities. It's amazing how He can improve those, how He can make it better. I truly believe that God has gifted every born-again believer with a gift that He has given to them on top of how they might naturally have talents. And we should seek God's help to see that improved. And at the same time, the areas where we're not as good, we can work on those and say, God, help me with that and do better. This morning, during this Sunday school time frame, we wanted to just present before you some good singing. It's important to have good music. Music, honestly, has a tremendous impact, sometimes greater than anything else that we can listen to in our life. And I'd encourage you, if you do not have access to some good music, you truly need that. There's plenty of, well, how can we say it in a good political way? Junk that's out there, right? When it comes to music. And we don't need to be constantly putting that into our minds if we want to actually have a reliance and a walk with the Lord. And so I'd encourage you to incorporate into your life the emphasis of some music that lines up with Scripture. When you were coming in, you probably noticed out there a table in the foyer area, in the entry area, that is available. There are some CDs that are available on there of music from various groups out of Heartland. We have four groups that are currently traveling the United States out of the Bible College. That takes place during the summer, and go to different parts of the U.S. and sing. This group, of course, being a trio of ladies. There's also a quartet of guys. There's another trio of ladies, and then there's a mixed group that is traveling. And out on that table, you will find some CDs from each one of those groups. I just brought a couple of them up here with me just to make mention of. This particular CD you'll see on the top shelf, it's it is the latest CD that's available, Hope is Alive, a tremendous song. If you haven't heard it before, I hope that you'd pick it up, along with about 10 other songs that are included on there that you can see the young ladies in between the Sunday school hour and the morning service pertaining to that one. But a tremendous message to that one. And then that song that they just sang, Good News. I love that. First time I heard it, it's been quite a while back, but then I've had opportunity to hear it a number of other times, but it seems to get me every time they take that break. You know, you want to say amen and then maybe clap or say something, and then you're like, oh, wait a minute, should I or shouldn't I? Here's the thing, it's okay. It's okay to say amen twice during a song, and so then they come back in and do that encore part. I think maybe they ought to do like a third or fourth or fifth encore, because truly it is good news that we have, and this world needs it. You turn on the news, you watch Fox, you watch your local news, there's plenty of lousy down in the dumps, tell you that the world is falling apart kind of news out there. And commercial, okay, just for a second here. Nowhere in the Bible does God tell us just to hang on till He returns. Well, it's just getting worse. What are you going to do? How are you going to handle things? How are we going to make it through? All you can do is just hold on for as long as you possibly can. That's not what we're called to do.
What we're called to do is actually see God work in people's lives and how He can change people's lives. And a good way of that is through good godly music, biblical music. Then there are some flyers and things like that. There are some pamphlets that are available pertaining to Heartland that are back there. You can pick those up. Oh, this is good. We even have free pens on the table, right? Everybody needs a good pen. These are good writing pens, and you can pick one of those up, take it with you also. And then there are some books available there, so take a look at those. One of them tells a little bit about the background of how Heartland came to Oklahoma City. It had been a Bible college over in on the West Coast in California, and a little bit of that is detailed in that book, along with some T-shirts and hats and those kind of things. You can talk to the young ladies about those. They will be singing in the morning service. You'll get to hear another testimony and then also be singing a little bit in that. And then during the brown bag service, that will be available also. They'll be doing a little bit more singing during that time. We hope that we can be a blessing to you. Our goal is not for us to show up and for you guys to cater to us. Okay, you're a local New Testament church doing the work of the Lord right here where you're supposed to. And we get just a short opportunity to come through and minister and be a blessing. That's what ministry is about. It's not what people can give me or what I can get. And I know you have that attitude. I saw that yesterday put on display. The number of men, the number of ladies that came out and got involved in the work day and just fixing things up and repairing a few things here and there, putting as much effort as they can to just help things to be a little bit more presentable. That wasn't, I don't think, nobody told me that everybody that came was being paid to do it, you know, kind of an approach. That was volunteer. That was involvement of serving, putting ministry first to be a blessing to other people. And that's what we strive to do. And I hope the young ladies have taken that approach. And I think that that's the best approach that can possibly be taken. So take the opportunity, talk to them, ask them some questions about Heartland. Young people, if you have any questions pertaining to, so what's it really like, you know? What's the food like? Is there good food? Is there a good cafeteria? How about coffee, you know? Can you get different types of coffee? Ask those kind of questions. That's fine. We live in reality, okay? We can't, we have to be practical and let the Lord deal with us where we live on a regular basis. But thank you for letting us come. Be part of your service this morning. As was mentioned, my wife and I, we have the opportunity to travel. My son is with us also, have the opportunity to travel with this group and this summer, and we enjoy that. It gets us a little bit out of the routine of what might typically be in the summer, and we hopefully can be a blessing while we're here also. All right, let's have a word of prayer, and then we can dismiss. It looks like maybe about 16 minutes thereabout. We'll have that morning service. Anything else that we need to address, preacher? Okay, let's pray. Lord, thank you for this morning. Thank you for this opportunity that we have together and just have some good fellowship with each other and to focus on you and focus on how you want to work and how you want to deal with our hearts. And God, I pray that so far you've been honored. You've been lifted up in the messages that have been presented. And I hope that our hearts have been touched and challenged even through these messages of song. And I do pray for the morning service that's upcoming as songs will be sung and a message will be proclaimed, and we'll take an opportunity to look to you. We don't want to manufacture anything. We want you to be involved. We want you to show up and work amongst each one of us during the morning service, and I pray that that would be the case. Give us a good time of fellowship during the next few minutes, and put your hand of blessing upon everything else that takes place today. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. Thank you so much.